When I was just a lassie in yon long summer days, how often I would wonder, oh, do yon heather braes.
Goodbye, Simple Girl, by Eric Pringle, with Ronald Pickup as Richard and Sarah Jane Holm as Jennifer.
As I was young and easy under the apple boughs about the lilting house, and happy as the grass was green, the night above the dingle starry. Ow! Time has me hale and climb golden in the heydays of his eyes. Hell! Why, whenever Bry is here, always cut the scrub. Farm's been let go. Well, after 32 years, what can you expect? Curlews are still here.
Where is it, Dickie? Here's a look.
And as I was green and carefree, famous among the barns about the happy yard, and singing as the farm was home in the sun that is young once only.
Dickie!
Time let me play and be golden in the mercy of his means. And he did. Until. Hot again. Hot as then, just like it was then. Was it me getting scared now as I was then?
You gone show me. You promised.
Where am I? How can you get lost on the farm where you were born? Has it changed that much? No. There's the burn ahead. The bonny border burn. Ah. Here it is. And there's the house. Looks deserted. Careful, Brannigan. Keep out of sight. You don't want anybody coming. That'll spoil everything. I don't understand the way they're farming. Wheat in the croft and the home field. They kept it pasture green, dropping down to the water for the Frisians and the ewes. Ah, well, it's up to them, Brannigan. It's not to do with you anymore. So get on, creep on, up to the sheep pool. They want to change that, will they? They mustn't.
You going to play that fiddly jig or not?
Get away, you bat bugger. Keep away from me.
You keep away from that Maisie Gibb, Dick.
Why, ma'am? Dad, what's she done?
She's done nothing, son.
What do you know, Ted Brannigan? You're a babe in arms.
Ah, there's the sheep pool, where the burn bends under the bank. Looks just the same. And there's nobody about. Oh, God help me.
Come on, Dickie.
The trout I've caught in this pool, the gudgies and the eels.
Caught me and all, Dick, you and your fiddly.
Oh, my God. Maisie!
Go away.
Maisie!
I'll call the police.
No. Don't do that.
Who are you?
You're not Maisie.
Don't you dare touch me.
I wasn't going to. I thought, I didn't see you. You were hidden in the tree. You gave me such a shock.
What do you think you gave me? Creeping up like that.
I'll have to sit down. Do you mind?
Yes, I do. Go away.
I must sit down.
Keep away from me.
Don't worry. I won't hurt you.
Who are you?
Brannigan. Richard Brannigan.
Who is Maisie?
Ah.
Maisie Gibb is dangerous.
Dangerous? She's only a girl.
She's 17. She'll be a plague to herself and others. It was all right when she was little, but she's grown. She's nearly a woman. I'm trying to protect our Richard.
What's wrong, though?
I'm sorry I startled you. I didn't mean to. I didn't think anybody was here.
You called me Maisie.
Hot, isn't it? Sultry. I won't be surprised if it thunders later.
What are you doing here?
I'm taking a walk through my past.
You're trespassing?
I wouldn't have been trespassing once. I used to live here.
You? I live here now.
I was born here, on the farm, in the farmhouse.
Oh, so was I.
Snap.
I'm Jennifer Routledge. You're trembling.
I'm getting too old for adventures.
You're not old.
I'm 50 today.
You've come back for your birthday. That's romantic.
It isn't nostalgia. It's more complicated than that.
The lad's only 15, Jane.
He's sensitive, artistic, susceptible. And that lass isn't in control of herself. One day, she'll have to be put away.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've seen you looking at her.
I don't look at her.
Just keep away from Maisie Gibb.
This adventure, do you want to talk about it? Oh, you don't have to.
Yes, I think I do. Since you're here, it'd be nice to share it. I live in London now. I'm a musician.
Are you?
Oh, it's something exciting. I play the violin in a symphony orchestra. Unusual for a farmer's boy, I suppose. Well, I lived here as a boy. Music was all I ever wanted to do. Then I thought I was going to be the greatest fiddler since Paganini. Never wanted to be a farmer. Well, I could get away from helping Dad. I came here to practice under this hollow tree above the sheep pool. My favorite place. All this was mine. The burn, the fields, the life going on all around.
And now it's mine. How long did you live here?
Until I was 18.
Did you leave for your music?
No, my father died.
Oh.
He was killed in a tractor accident. You're right. None of your business.
I'm sorry.
Asked too many questions.
And you're trespassing. I could call Mr. Adams. He'd sort you out.
You think I need sorting out?
But why are you so angry?
I resent your being here.
Charming. I have more right than you.
I wanted to be alone with...
With what?
You're going to play today, Dick. You're going to play with me.
You tell me something. About yourself.
I'm in my first year at sixth form college.
What are you studying?
English literature, French, history, social science. I want to go to Oxford.
Oh, do you? Ah, you're reading Wordsworth.
I like him. Love him, really. For thou art with me here upon the banks of this fair river.
How appropriate. Ah, you're the right age for the romantics. With me, it was Dylan Thomas. Oh. Then to awake and the farm, like a wanderer white with the dew, come back, the cock on his shoulder. It was all shining. It was Adam and Maiden. The sky gathered again and the sun grew round that very day.
Oh, yes, that's lovely. And that's the way it is every day.
For you.
Wasn't it for you?
It was. For a long time.
Did something happen?
Everything's changed now. The fields, the farm, me.
Why did you come back?
A sentimental journey.
You said it was more than that. Who is Maisie?
Keep away from that Maisie Gibb.
She lived on the farm. She was our Stockton's daughter.
And?
And?
What about her?
Nothing.
Well, there must have been something. How old was she?
17.
I'm 17.
Don't say things like that.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. You're not the same. You couldn't be the same.
Why not?
Do you really want to know?
Yes, I do.
All right. Remember, this was your idea. Here goes. Maisie's mother was dead. She lived in one of the farm cottages with her father, Horace Gibb. Her real name was Lucy.
Do you know what poem I was reading when you bumped into me? Lucy! Oh. Strange fits of passion have I known, and I will dare to tell. But in the lover's ears alone, what once to me befell...
Don't.
Sorry?
It's coincidence.
Yes. It's strange. Go on, please.
Well, I don't know why everybody called her Maisie, but they did. Kids called her Hazy Maisie because she was odd.
Odd?
She was simple. She was always giggling to herself as if there was a joke that only she had heard or some wonderful secret that only she knew. Sometimes I'd catch her watching me sideways in that secret way of hers. Then she'd laugh. I felt as if she peeled me open and found something disgusting.
You were afraid of her too.
Well, I was 15. Maisie was older, taller. Not right.
I've got something to show you, Dick. Do you want to see it? You gotta bring your fiddly mind.
She was a terrible sight. Wore filthy clothes and an old heavy overcoat, winter and summer, and big boots. Her hair was always tangled, her face smeared. She was like an animal, a wild cat you might taunt, but wouldn't dare try to tame. She'd run off like a cat, vanishing to God knows where, and we wouldn't see her for days, weeks sometimes. Then she'd appear again, just the same, crying or giggling in her heavy rags, making us uncomfortable, making me want to hide.
Can I see your fiddly? Dick, can I touch it? Is it big?
Oh, Maisie. Is she why you're here? Have you come to see her?
Not in the way you think.
Well, she doesn't live here now, of course.
She's here.
Well, she isn't. I should know.
Ah, you don't know. She's here. So is he. Young Dick Brannigan. I've come to tell her I'm sorry. And him that he was wrong.
I don't understand.
Not yet, you don't, but you will. Listen. Hear that?
Hear what?
If you listen carefully, you can hear them. You can hear them all.
Richard? Richard? Richard?
They lived here. They're still living here. They're in the air, in the wind, in the grass, in the water.
I have to go now.
No.
My mother will be waiting for me.
You wanted to know. You asked me. I told you. I
don't want to hear anymore. I don't like it.
Liking has nothing to do with it. Don't turn your back to me. Mustn't run away from things.
But this has nothing to do with me.
I don't know. Maybe it has. Maybe. That's why you're here. Why I'm here. Why you're 17. Why you were reading Lucy. It's unbelievable.
That's exactly what it is.
Hear me out, please. I have to tell somebody.
But
I have to. Can't you see? All you have to do is sit there and listen. And it's not too much to ask, is it? It's not beyond your capabilities, is it? I'm going to tell you about Maisie and me.
All right. All right.
It was one morning, and I was 15, and they were killing a pig at the farm. I hated that, all the screaming and blood spouting, so I escaped. I hid under this hollow tree. It was a steamy day, threatening thunder, and I had Paganini and Sarasati and Heifetz and Menuhin all thundering inside me, shouting that I was as good as them, even better. And that Richard Brannigan was going to be the greatest violinist in history. Do you know that feeling, Jenny?
Yes, I do.
It's magic, a mystical, mysterious and wonderful certainty that the whole world is yours. The sun is shining for you. Rain falls for you. And the grass is growing just for you. You are at the center. And the earth and sky are wheeling round you.
Yes.
Every fiber is tingling and you know you can do anything.
I was feeling like that when you came. I just knew I was going to be a great poet.
It's you. Wonderful. Jenny, that sultry, electric moment was the greatest moment of my life. I was playing my violin, and the feeling came over me. It ran right through me. I stopped playing and listened. And I swear, I heard the music of the spheres.
Bobby Shafter.
But she came and killed it forever.
Dilla buckles on his knee.
Dickie?
Booker.
You got that fiddly, Dick?
I hid inside the tree.
Why?
I didn't know.
Dick, you there? You gonna show me that fiddly?
Shut up, Maisie. Get lost.
I'm gonna swim at water. I'm gonna swim, Dick.
Bloody hell.
She stood beside the pool and took off her clothes, slowly, one by one, like a stripper. The overcoat, the jumpers, the shirt.
She's got a brassiere. Bloody hell.
And she kicked away her boots and pulled down her skirt. She had another skirt on underneath. She took that off. She took everything off and stood stark naked with her back to me.
Wow. Oh, turn around, Maisie. Turn around.
You gonna swim with me, Dick?
It's the strangest thing. She was beautiful. Beneath those awful clothes, under her filthy face and matted hair, Maisie's body, so pale it was, white as milk, was a revelation. I'd never seen anything like it. Oh, most boys were innocent then, you know, pig ignorant. But I'd imagine girls' bodies, seen pictures, but this Maisie had a secret that none of us had even considered, and she'd laid it bare for me. I couldn't believe it. That lovely shape seemed as if it had nothing to do with her. It couldn't possibly belong to the half-witted, uncouth Stockton's daughter we all scorn. Before it, my dreams dwindled away. I wanted her to turn my way, but she didn't. She jumped into the pool. I held my breath. I couldn't swim. Still can't, actually. Dad always told me to keep out of the pool because there was quicksand.
I've heard that.
But Maisie was all right. I was terrified of her now. She'd altered everything. Changed the rules. Changed the game. I didn't care any more about music or that world laid out at my feet. All I wanted now was to see her. I longed for her to come out of the water, but I didn't know what I'd do when she did. And when she did, oh, God.
I don't think you should tell me this.
I have to, Jenny.
My name's Jennifer. I don't want to hear any more. It isn't what I expected.
I can't stop now. This is what I came for.
Don't frighten me.
That was my first experience of the power of sexuality. It destroyed me.
Maisie's coming out now, Dick.
Look at her. Jesus.
I'm coming to get you, Dick.
Maisie, don't.
Dick!
She's taunting me with her nakedness, threatening me with it. I wanted to hold her. I wanted to touch that lovely body. I wanted to love her. But she scared me to death. She had no control over herself. Her face was streaked with dirt. Her hair dribbled water.
Go away!
Dick, I knew you was there.
Up it!
What, you intrigued for? Your bird. Dickie bird.
Keep away from me, you bitch.
You got your fiddly.
Get out, you daft bugger.
I'm not. I got no clothes on, see, Dick. You never see me like this before. Look.
I'm looking.
Play your fiddly. We can dance.
Oh.
Bobby shoved his son to see. Silver buckles on his knee. Dance, Dickie, dance.
You're not right.
Give us your fiddly.
You're off your rocker.
Let me touch him.
No.
I want him. I want him.
Get off me. Fish, for Christ's sake.
Dickie.
What are you doing?
Give us a fiddly. Oh, Dickie. Oh, Dickie.
You've broken it. You idiot, Maisie. You smashed my violin.
Oh, Dickie.
Look at it. It's wrecked. They should put you away.
What?
You're simple.
No, I'm not.
You're mad. They'll put you away now for sure.
Way? Way where?
In the bin with the loonies.
No.
You smashed my violin.
You're fiddly.
I hate you, you silly. Stupid.
Don't let him put me in bed.
Sure, you're right.
I don't want to go there. Dickie.
Get off. I'm going home. I hate you.
Don't tell about fiddly, Dick. I'll get wrong, won't I? Dick. Dick. Oh, no.
I knew then I'd never be able to laugh at her again in the old way. Not after seeing her like that. Nothing would ever be simple, ever again.
I should go, Mr. Brannigan.
Don't you see? She destroyed my childhood.
You were 15.
She destroyed me.
Because she took her clothes off. Because she taunted you and broke your violin.
No, because of what it led to.
Oh.
Why did you have to be here?
I don't know. Fate, perhaps?
Are you my fate?
I don't think so. You needed somebody to tell your story to, that's all. I'm listening.
So be it, then. My mother had said Maisie was dangerous, but as it turned out, I was a greater danger to her. I was, you know. So confused by her, you see. Not just scared, not just angry about the violin. Confused. I hated her for it.
And
I stopped running. I went back.
Dick. Dick. Don't tell about the fiddly door.
I wanted to look at her again. She wasn't beautiful anymore. She looked pathetic.
Dick! You're coming back!
Rain streaming down her skin, her hair twisted like snakes. When she saw me, she fell on her knees.
Dick!
What?
Don't let him!
You broke my violin, you man!
No, I'm not!
Easy, Maisie. Cracked and crazy.
I chuck myself in.
I chuck you in the bin.
In water. I shall go under.
In this pool?
Aye. And you won't let him, will you?
I can't stop him. I wouldn't try. You're not safe.
I'm going then.
Go on then.
Watch.
I'm watching.
You'll tell him about the fiddly, won't you? I'm not going in no bin. I'm not.
Go on then. I dare you.
Look, Dick. You're looking. This is in water. Going deeper. 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 Dickie stuff has gone to sea.
She is mad. I'm off.
I didn't think she'd do it. She was laughing, singing. How could she do that? How could she just...
Dick! Dick! Dick!
She was drowning.
She was still taunting me.
She was drowning and you ran away.
Dick!
How could you?
When they found her, her feet were trapped in mud. Her hair was floating on the surface. Like a flower, they said. As if it was growing there. Like a water lily.
In this pool?
Yes.
I can never come here again.
I haven't been back for 32 years.
Why did you have to spoil it for me? Why did you have to come here at all?
Oh, here it comes. All over again. Isn't that strange?
Tell me again, Dick.
I told you, Mum.
Tell me again.
Just once more, son.
She walked in. She said, "Watch me," and she walked into the pool.
And you ran away.
I didn't think she'd do it. Why did she do it?
Because she was simple.
It wasn't your fault.
Of course it wasn't Dick's fault. He wasn't even there.
I was.
You were not.
Nobody knows, son, and better they don't.
What happened afterwards?
Nothing. The coroner's verdict was misadventure. We carried on. Farmers have to carry on. But inside myself, I went into hiding.
Hiding?
I disappeared into the second violins and I've never come out. So much for dreams. Whatever sparks of talent and ambition I had were snuffed out in this pool.
You blame Maisie.
Of course I do. She wrecked my life as well as hers that day, and she's watched over the ruins ever since. I've never forgiven her.
You can't hold her responsible for everything that's gone wrong in your life. If you failed, you failed. It's cowardly to blame somebody else.
You sound like my wife.
Your wife? You're joking.
She's a musician, too. A flautist. That's how we met. We've been married 20 years. No children. We've lived for 20 years in a London semi-detached. And every day, I've ached for green fields. Often during a concert, part of me comes back here and plays about the farm, hunts the fields, fishes the burn, and become a carefree boy again. But always, sooner or later, Maisie turns up flaunting herself. She haunts me.
What happened to your wife?
She walked out. "Because I won't face things," she said. "Ah, she's right. I never faced anything since I faced that daft girl and drove her into the water." Ironic, isn't it?
What is?
I came back to confront her at last, to be alone with her where it happened, and here you are. Another 17-year-old girl. Don't you think that's strange?
I'm not like her.
That's a circle closing. Fate, you said.
I was wrong. Everything is different. Mm. Times are different. I'm different. I'm not like her or you. I'm strong. I'm going to bend the world to my will. I was thinking about that when you came.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I'll make my future happen. I won't let anyone stop me, especially you.
Yeah, you women are all the same. You make us feel guilty. Maisie's done it for 35 years, and now you're at it.
I'm not.
Yeah, just like her.
How can you say that?
I hate her for the guilt. It's been like a straitjacket. It's suffocated me. I wanted to take it off and lay it down. I'm 50. Want to be free again.
Don't lay it on me.
It's amazing. I feel better already, lighter for... just for having told you. Trouble shared, eh?
You can't lay it on me. I won't have it. I didn't ask you to unload your nasty secret. I didn't want to hear it.
But you have heard it, Jenny. It's yours now.
I won't take it.
It's too late.
Don't do this to me.
You can feel it, can't you? Wrapping round you like a coat.
No, I'm going.
It won't make any difference. You can't run away from this.
Why are you doing this to me? I haven't done you any harm.
Because you're here. You were meant to be here, reading your poetry so that I could hand it over, hand her over. Each generation passes on its burdens. You can see that, surely.
But it isn't fair.
Oh, yes, yes, Jenny.
That does it. Goodbye, Mr. Brannigan.
No, no, you stay. She wants you.
Let go of my wrist.
You can't get away. You'll never get away.
Let me go. Help!
You'll always hear her now. Soon she'll touch you. One day you'll see her. Yeah. And then she'll stay with you always.
No, I won't.
Oh, bitch.
Let me go.
No, you're dangerous. We should put you away.
Dickie Shafter's gone to sea.
Drown you. Drown her.
Dick, you're going to swim with me, Dick. You're going to swim with me,
Dick. Oh, God. Dick. Dick.
She dwelt among the untrodden ways beside the springs of Dove, a maid whom there were none to praise and very few to love. A violet by a mossy stone, half hidden from the eye, fair as a star when only one is shining in the sky. She lived unknown, and few could know when Lucy ceased to be. But she is in her grave, and oh, the difference to me.
And nothing occurred in the lamb-white days that time would take me up to the swallow-thronged loft by the shadow of my hand, in the moon that is always rising, nor that riding to sleep I should hear him fly with the high fields and wake to the farm forever fled from the childless land. Oh, as I was young and easy in the mercy of his means, time held me green and dying. Though I sang in my chains like the sea.
Goodbye, Simple Girl was written by Eric Pringle. Richard was played by Ronald Pickup, and Jennifer by Sarah Jane Holm. Maisie was played by Lisa Howard, young Richard by David Antrobus, and his parents by Michael Tudor Barnes and Becky Hindley. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.